I know you guys have, you know, are obviously world-renowned and extremely respected. What do each of you consider your greatest accomplishment in life so far?
Well, in a couple of months, I'll be married 60 years. That's a pretty good accomplishment. Well, I just feel tremendously lucky that we lucked under the Roxy Cal. And I have so many people say, how did you know that cow would breed like that? I said, what the hell ever made you think I knew that? Now, we've been very fortunate that we got hooked up with the Lovridge family. They are just marvelous partners. We've owned quite a few cattle in partnership with them over the years. And the Roxy Cow has just bred on and on to an almost unbelievable thing through the female side. And that brings up a question I wish some of you people would answer. What makes certain cows transmit good females and not so wonderful males and vice versa? And one of the animals I always think about is a bull that many of you won't know who I'm talking about, but a Montvic bull came, Montvic right apple sovereign. In the back in the 50s and 60s, he probably had 30 or 40 excellent sons. Many of them were extra in Canada. He just set the pattern for the cows of that day. And he was an AI bull, and he didn't have thousands of daughters like the bulls do today, but he had many hundreds. He only had one excellent daughter that I ever knew of. His daughters were just disasters. Well, how does a bull come up with 30 or 40 wonderful sons and grandsons and can't make a daughter to save his life? You think it'd be bad udders, but the sons put some of the best udders in the breed that we've ever seen. Now, ABC, Reflection, Sovereign, Citation, I mean, wonderful udder bulls. So I don't know, those things. And then there's certain cows, and maybe Roxy's one of them. She had some decent sons, but no real big-time sons. And I guess that would be a disappointment in life, but one of the things that made me happy in life was the way she transmitted it to the female side. One of the things I like to brag about, the last time we done a check on Roxy, she has over 550 excellent descendants in direct female line without a break in there. And that's a heck of a lot of excellent descendants in unbroken line.
Well, I think like anything else, you got to try to buy a good cow and then have some luck. And always use bulls that are going to put enough milk in there and or other things where they're profitable. And, you know, if that happens, you got a pretty good chance of succeeding.